The insertion into this portion, which says, thus he made all foods clean, is not an insertion made by Mark. This has been added by the translators, probably by William Tyndale. But let me clarify something here, because many people have taught that it is this particular saying that has said that Adonai Yeshua canceled the laws of kashrut, that is the kosher laws. Nothing could be further from the truth. The word food used in this section speaks about only those things that have been accepted by God as food. So it's understood that when it says the word food, it means only those that are considered kosher. So it's not saying that for a Jew, you can now eat pork. It's not saying that at all. Pork is not considered food. All right? No, this had nothing to do with food at all. What Adonai Yeshua was teaching was that it's not what comes out of our bodies that is evil, it's what comes out of our tongue, that it's our tongue, right? It's what comes from our hearts through our tongue that can be evil.
Now, do you understand, too, that the Father had taught all the way back to Genesis chapter 9, because Noah knew what foods to bring onto the boat and what foods not to eat on the boat.